Well, you started your segment with some quotes, and my segment happened to be just taken from the checklist, whereas the other individuals expressed some kind of a long-standing communication. I wonder why you don't see fit to use the words magnificent desolation as a description of the magnificence of the human race, advancing to a point where they could build airplanes and fly in the sky and rockets and put people into orbit and then send people to be on the surface of the moon, and yet look out and see the most lifeless spot that I have ever seen or that any earthling has ever seen, something that hasn't changed in hundreds of thousands of years, a little bit more dust. But it's the most lifeless spot, very, very hot, going to very, very cold, 2 weeks of each, no air, nothing of life whatsoever. Why we think that that's a place that we should return to when robots can be controlled very nicely. We went there 40 years ago. I really failed to see where an advancing space power like we charted ourselves to become in the 60s and 70s, then after consolidating with a reusable large system to take things and people into orbit and then building a an unprecedented object in space called an International Space Station, neither of which really lived up to expectations.
Right.
But why do we feel we're exhibiting leadership by going back to the moon again?
Buzz, if you were running NASA today and you had a blank checkbook, what would you do? How would you develop the program?
Well, the Challenger accident occurred, the Columbia accident occurred on the 1st of February, 03. And after 20 months of study, the NASA concluded, together with the White House, that something needed to be done differently. And so on the 14th of January, 04, the president, without great fanfare, just out of NASA headquarters, put forth his vision for space exploration, which consisted of doing what the accident board said, which was to retire the space shuttle orbiter by the end of 2010. That's over 6 years away in January of 04. And then hopefully have finished the space station by that time, design a new spacecraft by 2015, and then land on the moon by 2020. Now, looking at it after having taken so long to get the shuttle going, almost 6 years without flying at all before the shuttle started flying, and then getting the space station going, not in 8 years for $8 billion with eight people, but $100 billion for six people. And we're trying to maintain six people there, and not exactly on schedule. But anyway, we decided to go back to the moon because it looks as though the Indians and the Chinese and maybe others might want to do the same thing. Now, why would we really want to do that when it looks like, after close examination of the finances involved and the delays that have taken in executing this vision for space exploration, it looks as though we couldn't get to the moon until 2030, probably, or after, and the Chinese would be there to welcome us.
That's true.
Now, is this exactly what we should inspire our young people with? And I don't want to stop there. We've got a gap right now that looks like it's 5 to 7 years before, while we have to use the Russians to fly to our space station in a Soyuz spacecraft that is not all that safe. And after that, the spacecraft that NASA has been studying in this Constellation program would splash down back in the ocean again. After 30 years of landing nicely on a runway, we're going to go back after flying with the Russians to our space station and splash down in the ocean. That's not
we're going
the
backwards.
Country that I went to the moon for.
We're going backwards, Buzz. And that's a shame. We're going to lose that advantage we had.
There's a simple explanation for it.
And what would that be?
The accident board said, separate crew and cargo. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, that was probably a good idea, but putting crew and cargo together in the shuttle enabled us to deploy satellites, to bring other satellites back, to take the Hubble telescope up there, and then to get it ready, deploy it, then go visit it several times and service it. It enabled us to go to other space stations, the Mir space station, then begin to build our own space station chunk by chunk over a long period of time. That was all possible because we had crew and cargo together. Not that safe, because you can't abort and get off of the launch vehicle very fast when you have to carry all that cargo with you inside the orbiter. So it was a wise decision to say, separate crew and cargo in the spacecraft. But they added a phrase, on the launch vehicle. Now, this opened the door for a study that had been taking place that I was aware of that was going to put a crew on one solid rocket and then put the lander and everything else on a bigger, much bigger rocket, build two rockets that were quite a bit different from what had been launching the shuttle. And I complained to the president of the accident board, an admiral, and an admiral who was in charge of NASA exploration. Well, nothing happened. They listened to me, that's fine. But then the new administrator to NASA went ahead and did exactly what he had studied before. He charted a program with an Ares 1 rocket and an Ares 5 rocket. Now, the smaller one began quickly to not be enough for the growing weight of the spacecraft that was going to land in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be improved, upgraded significantly, and it didn't even have enough fuel, as Apollo did, to have the command module put the command module and the lander into lunar orbit. It didn't have enough fuel to do that, so they had to put the fuel in the lander, which made it monstrous size and made the big rocket even bigger. Now, we ran into troubles, and it's obvious we were not going to have a spacecraft ready by the time the orbiter was going to be retired. No matter how much money you put into it, and this is not a good time to be pumping extra money, the president's budget does put some extra money in, not as much as the Augustine Commission advised that they do. But why in the world would we not want to terminate this Ares 1, Ares 5 rocket, save money, and then as long as we're going to build a new set of rockets, let's retire the orbiter? Now, a year ago, I felt it was a good idea maybe to stretch out some of the orbiter missions. That was when there were at least five flights left. Well, we didn't do that. And now there are only two, and it's too late to stretch out the shuttle flights to make any meaningful impact on the 5 to 7 year delay